picking tickets for this weekend if you want to go rocking or racing. ELO starts off the weekend Friday night in Tacoma, and then Saturday there's two things going on.
The Santana and the Doobies at the White River, and then there's some racing at the Evergreen Speedway. They call it their Summer Showdown. We have four packs of tickets to that. So if you want to qualify for some of those tickets, and just email us, bradandjohn@kism.com. Now, you got to include a picture of one of the tools of your trade, something interesting, a picture of something really interesting that you – here's an example. Kevin is on the line. He sent us a picture of a helicopter. That's pretty impressive right
there.
You
got my attention. What does he do with the helicopter?
Kevin, what do you do with that helicopter?
Well, I work over there at the Bellingham St. Joe's Hospital with the Airlift Northwest Emergency Air Ambulance Helicopter.
Wow.
So you fly that thing?
I've seen that. I don't ever want to be in that.
How often does that fly?
No, you do not.
Does that fly? Are you out every day with that thing?
We average about two patient flights a day out of Bellingham.
And I'm right. You don't want to ever be in that, right?
That's correct. We do ride-alongs once in a while. I'd like to invite one of you guys to come ride along with us for a day if you'd like. But
I think we could
other
do
than
that.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I think we'd like to. We might like to do that. I've not been on a helicopter. I've been kind of worried about. I don't know if I'd get motion sickness on that thing, but I don't know. I think I might want to. That might be interesting to do.
Taryn's sister's married to a helicopter pilot, and it takes a little getting used to, I think.
Yeah.
Sure, it's not too bad. It's pretty smooth. It's a little bit rougher than an average big passenger jet, but not too bad.
You know what would overcome my fear of that was if I was injured in some way, and the only way to get me to the hospital would be in the helicopter, I'd just say, get me there. I don't care. I'm not afraid of it anymore. Just please get me there. So what do you as the pilot, do you hang out at the hospital all day with the helicopter?
Yeah,
or you just wait?
We do 12-hour shifts, and we're right there stationed at the hospital. We have our office there with two med staff, and when the pager goes, off we go.
I've been up at Mount Baker and seen the helicopter come out there before. How long does it take to get from St. Joe's to Mount Baker?
About 13 minutes.
13 minutes.
And what do you do then the rest? I mean, are you playing cards? Or, I mean, what are you doing to in between?
Polishing the helicopter?
There's
a little polishing of the aircraft and taking care of the equipment and a lot of continuous education. If you can believe that.
Now, how many people can you fit in that helicopter?
Well, we could take the two pilot seats. There's just a single pilot, but there's another seat next to up there in the front, and then there's two medical attendant seats plus a patient. In a mass casualty, we could put two patients in there, but we don't normally do that. So
I saw a story where Port Angeles got their first medic flight helicopter or whatever, and just the time it would take if someone needed one to drive from Port Angeles and over in the ferry or down and around and to get them straight to Harborview or something like that. That was a lifesaver, literally.
Oh yeah, that's a long drive. We do that flight out from Port Angeles down there to Harborview, and you know, it's a little 25-minute flight. So it's a lot faster than driving, that's for sure.
Yeah, no doubt.
Out of Bellingham, we service the San Juan Islands quite a bit out there and up to the mountain, as you know. Yeah.
Yeah, well, 13 minutes.
From Bellingham, Whatcom County.
13 minutes from Baker to the hospital is pretty good.
Yeah.
It is. It is.
Yeah, that's
a lot
cool.
Faster than driving.
That's
all
awesome,
right.
Kevin.
That's cool, man. All right, so we'll since you are our first person this morning, we're going to just automatically hook you up with tickets for Santana and the Doobies. That's what you wanted, right?
Yes, sir. That sounds great.
Are you going to take the chopper down to the White River Amphitheater and just land it right there on the hill?
Well, I can run it by the boss, but I don't know if they'd let that happen.
Hey, some of those guys in the Doobies are pretty old. They might welcome a medic helicopter being on the premises.
Lay off.
You never know. You never know.
Yeah. All right, Kev. Well, thanks for listening, man. We appreciate it. We'll look for you up in the skies. And Brad and I may take you up on that.
Right along.
On that ride along.
All right, you guys. Stop by any time.
All right, dude. Thanks.
Have a great day.
No, that's, yeah, that's the way we prefer to do our ride along with Kevin is that way as opposed to the alternative.